have your Bibles, please turn to Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Okay, listen now to the word of God. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And I'll pray before we go into today's message, light for your world. Let's pray. Lord, we confess that we would be lost without your word. Your word is what guides us. And when we try to live according to our own ways, when we try to follow the patterns of this world, so often it leads us to a place where we find ourselves disoriented, where we find ourselves lost, where we find ourselves confused. But Lord, once we recenter ourselves upon your word, once we are reminded of the direction that you want for us, as soon as we find our purpose, as soon as we find your will, Lord, we find ourselves again. And that's where we can see our true identity. That's when we can feel our true purpose. That's when we can understand what it means to be the church of God, the body of Christ. So Lord, would you recenter our minds, our eyes, and our focus upon your word? Help us to receive your word well. Lord, that we're not so stuck in our ways and stubborn in our patterns, that we reject what you speak to us and what you give to us. But Lord, let the word come into our hearts. May it take deep root inside of our hearts. And may we start adjusting the things that you're asking us to adjust in our lives so that it matches with the word. Lord, we want to be guided by you. We are your sheep. You are the shepherd. Lord, you are the one who leads and guides. So Lord, help us to follow well. Help us to be there with you. Help us, Lord, to know that we are walking with you. God, we thank you. We trust in your spirit. May your spirit guide us as we listen to your word and with me as I preach it. Lord, I pray that you would help us to become more and more like you each day. We thank you, God, and all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. If you were in last week's service, there was something that I preached about. It had to do with light as well. And also, it's something that I was reflecting on this week fairly heavily. It was something that was weighing on my mind. It's something that was kind of a theme among our youth group students as well. If you were able to join us in service last week, we had kind of like a missions recap. And one of our youth group students, I know that she would be very embarrassed that I brought it up, but one of the youth group students, named Evelyn, she shared her testimony, and she was in my group for missions, and so, you know, we experienced similar things. We were blessed by similar things at this missions trip. And so she brought up, you know, surprisingly, I didn't know that she was going to do that, but she brought up a section of what I preached about last week. It had to do with walking up that hill and it turning dark that night and having to walk down, but that walk is a little bit dangerous. It's a little bit treacherous. And it's a town, it's a village in Honduras where there's no electricity, so there's no light around us. And so to kind of recap what I shared last week and to also open up this sermon. So what ended up happening is we were all kind of close together. We kind of got a little bit closer in formation. And the kids started to take their cell phones out. And we started kind of lighting the path so that we could see the way down. There are rocks. There are sudden kind of like potholes along that path. There are ways to go the wrong way. The road is not straight. And so if you just walk blindly, it can be a little bit dangerous. But slowly we started taking out flashlights and we started lighting up the road. And then we started being able to walk confidently. You know, before we were like, whoa, 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 we're just trying to hold on to the person in front of us. But as soon as the light came out, we could take steps more confidently. And before we knew it, what I could see among our students and what I could see among my team and the group that I was with was we started lighting the path for one another. And it was like a very blissful time for us. We didn't think that it was going to be like that, but God is funny in those ways. We find ways to connect with him. We find ways to kind of also worship him, to learn about him, to learn about God's word, even through just a walk down a path. And so while we were walking down, we started lighting the way, and I just made a comment. I just made an observation. I said, wow, No one is really just holding that light for their own feet. They're trying to show the way for everybody else. And before we knew it, we were kind of like a ball of light with phone flashlights all around the ground, but everyone was lighting the way for each other. And in doing so, we were able to make it down safely. And it's something that I think my group and my team, we took to heart. The light is not just for ourselves. The light is not just about your own safety, your own improvement in your relationship with God. The light that you have is meant to shine for others as well. And this is something that I wanted to think about and focus on. This is something that I wanted us to really take a look at today. It's an important thought, mainly because a lot of times in our Christian lives, everything is about being fed for yourself. I want to grow in Christ. I want to feel like I'm growing up. I'm maturing. My relationship with Christ is developing. And indeed, those are very important things. And last week, we discussed what that light is, whose light we're shining. And we discussed a little bit about the fact that John the Baptist was not the light. John the Baptist's job was not to be the light. He was to prepare the way for the light. He was the one to point people to the light. What I suggested last week also was, if we shine our own light, it will be so limited. It will be broken light. It will be like a flashlight that you buy at a 99-cent store. Maybe it'll flash for a second, but we've experienced that in our VBS program. We bought a bulk number of flashlights, and by the end of the day, only half of them worked. And the switches don't work, the lights don't work, and we're just like, if you're going to buy something, you gotta buy something with quality. But in the end, if we shine our own light, it will not be the perfect light. It will not be an everlasting light. It will not be a light that can change lives. But our job, the work that we do, while we are here in this world, what we were trying to do in Honduras through our mission trip, was to shine the light of Jesus Christ. And I wanted to kind of go into what that really means for us. The title of my sermon is kind of weird, right? Light for your world. It doesn't really make sense. I thought about it. I was like, yeah, that's not great grammar. Maybe that'll confuse some people. But the idea is that you are placed where you are placed for a reason. You are around the people that you are around for a reason. Your world sometimes is different from my world. There are times where I might be invited into your world. There might be times where I get invited to see part of your world. You might be invited to see parts of my world, but our worlds are different on a weekly basis. I don't just follow you to work. I don't get to just walk into your homes and, make myself comfortable on your couch. Our realms are different. But in your world, where you are placed, where you are located, the thing that I want to suggest to you is that it is so important to be a light to everyone around you. Wherever you are, wherever you've been placed, whatever life you're living, whatever family you have, whatever friends you get to call friends, it is important to shine your light for the world, the light for your world. The thing that I wanted to do is kind of connect that to last week's sermon as well, but it can't be your light. It's not just about you being a good person. It's not just about you receiving compliments. My, you've grown so much as a Christian. Wow, you're such a good example in the community. You are a leader in the body of Christ. Yeah, there are a lot of things that we will hear about ourselves, things that will be made personal towards us. And those things feel good. Now, it's something that I've talked to the youth group students about. When we got back from Honduras, I said, you're going to hear a lot of things that say that you did a great job. And don't worry, if you guys have youth group students, I don't put them down all the time. I do support them. I do encourage them. I love them very much. But the thing that I warned them about is it wasn't you. It wasn't about you. It wasn't about our youth group. It's not really even about our church. But the reason that we were able to do a work, the reason we were able to do anything or have any impact was because we centered it upon shining the light of Jesus Christ. And so you're going to hear a lot of things from your parents. You're going to hear a lot of things from the church members. Take it well. Thank them. But also understand that it's not about you. It's not really the job that you did, the work that you did. It's the work that Christ did through us. And I think the kids are starting to understand that stuff. I really hope so, but they are starting to understand it's not their light that they shined. They didn't become stars through the Honduras mission trip, but they were able to reflect the light of Jesus Christ. As I was thinking about that, thinking about those words as well, it brought me to kind of like a science lesson, a very basic one, but a science lesson, something that you learn in, you know, elementary school. And we are not the stars. We don't have our own light. We don't shine our own light. We are not the sun. Nothing orbits around us. But the thing that I think is a good analogy for Christians is that we act kind of like moons, right? The moon doesn't have its own light, but the moon reflects the light of the sun. It reflects light. And so you can see it in the sky. It's very bright. You know, I love looking at moons. I love all the phases of the moons. I love looking at it. And, you know, there are certain times where I really enjoy just driving home at night and seeing the moon in the sky. But the moon is not a star. It's not the thing that you center on. It's not the thing that gives, you know, life. And it's not the thing that gives warmth. It's not the thing that really can guide your step. It gets dark around it. But it reflects light. And it reflects light, and it's unmistakable in the sky. You can look at it, and you can see that it's there. But the understanding that we should have is that it's not our own light. It's not the light that we're shining. We're reflecting something greater, something brighter, something more perfect, something more everlasting. That is the life of a Christian. Our job as a church is not to reflect ourselves, our own light. You know, I do, our church is a very good church. I love our church. I love our church members. It's a very good church. But if we are only doing church promotion, then we are only shining our own light. And in that way, we will shine a broken light. We will shine an imperfect light. But if our church reflects the light of Jesus Christ, then that's a light that we can depend on. That's a light that's everlasting. That's a light that I can really, really be proud of. And I think that's something that I would like in our ministry. In our English ministry, it's not about promoting ourselves. It's not like, oh, wow, this pastor, he's a great pastor. He does a great job. Of course, you know, if you feel like saying those things to me, then, you know, please do. I will accept it and smile and receive it. But it's not about that. Our ministry is not about sending good kind of promotion out there into the world to attract more people. I can't advertise and market any better than the light of Jesus Christ, which is real. And that's the real thing that we have to send. That's the real thing that we have to shine out. And so this idea of light being, you are the light. You are the light. You have to be light. Not our own light, reflecting the light of Jesus Christ, but you have to shine that out into the communities that you are in, into the places that you find yourselves, into the places that God has placed you. So among your work, in your workplace, among your colleagues, among your employees, have you been being light? Not just your light, not just boss light, not just colleague light, but have you been reflecting the light of Jesus Christ into their lives, among your friends? This is one that challenges me all the time. I have a lot of friends that are not Christian, and they look at me and they still think I'm a very weird person. They find it very difficult to understand the type of life that I live. They're like, you know, they're like, why did you spend your week in Honduras? They don't understand that. But I get a chance each time to shine the light of Jesus Christ in their lives. The idea being that without the light of Jesus Christ in their own lives, they need something to look at. They need something that will guide them. They need something that will show them the way to Christ. And if we will not be that light, then we leave people in darkness, people that we care about, people that we say that we love, people that we've known for a long time. Fathers, be lights in your family to reflect the light of Jesus Christ, not just be a good dad. You know, we have a lot of good dads. Everyone could be a good dad. But be fathers who reflect the light of Jesus Christ so that when your kids look at you, they say, man, I see a bit of Christ. I understand what it means to have to receive the love of Jesus Christ because I see it through my father. Mothers, in the same way, shine the love of Jesus Christ when you parent, when you're in your workplaces, when you're among your friends. Every chance you get, everywhere that God places you, to shine the light of Jesus Christ. So often, we get this idea that we have light inside of our hearts if we profess that Jesus Christ is our Savior, if we believe that he came into this world, died for our sins, rose again from the grave, then we have this light inside of our hearts, but so many times we cover it up. It's not the appropriate place. It's not the appropriate time. Maybe we don't feel comfortable. In our families, it's not required of us. We just need to do the right thing and be a good supporter, be a good earner, be someone that's there, a good protector. But there's more to it than that. There's more to it than just being a good friend. A lot of times I get challenged by this as a pastor because I've been at this church almost 4 years now. So there's a lot of affection between me and the youth group students. They trust me. I love them. They're great kids. And they've been growing up a lot. And a lot of times I have to remind myself, I'm not here to just be their friend. I'm not here to just be their teacher. I'm not here to just be there as someone that will listen to them when they complain about their parents or complain about school. You know, that's not my job. My job is to reflect the light of Jesus Christ into their lives so that they receive the light of Jesus Christ as well, so that they find their footing, so that they can start walking their path, so that they can walk on the road towards Jesus Christ. So I have to remind myself, it's not just about doing the right things, doing the good things, just being a good person, just doing your role, just doing your job. I wanted to share a little bit of what I went through in Honduras in the week following and what I went through this week. As I shared last week, Honduras was a very difficult trip for me. I had a hard time. I went through some spiritual stuff. I went through some mental stuff. I was like worn out. And I think when people hear that, they get the wrong understanding that it wasn't a good trip for me or it was something like was wrong. That's completely incorrect. I had one of the most intimate moments with God through that trip, particularly in my weakness, realizing things about myself. God really pulled things out of me during that trip, even as I was seen as, you know, leading the youth group or, you know, being part of the leadership for the trip. There was a lot of stuff that God was working out in me. And I was physically exhausted, mentally exhausted. I had a lot of reasons for stress. But at the same time, it really made me find who I was again. It made me rely on Jesus Christ. It made me turn to God and say, God, I can't do this. If I'm going to shine my own light, it's going to be like barely a flicker today because I didn't sleep. Like, I'm not full of energy. But if you will be my strength, if you will be my light, if I can shine your light, then I can do this. And each day, you know, I had to pray that prayer when I woke up in the morning because I was so tired. And I was like, I can't do this on my own. But if Christ is here, if Christ is with us, if Christ's light is the light that I'm shining, then this is possible. And I don't know, like I came back a different person. I know a lot of people, they're worried about me. They're like, oh, he's getting tired. Oh, he's getting kind of like overworked. Well, you don't have to worry about me. I like found myself in that. And I realized I have limitless energy when it comes to the work and the ministry that I find myself in. I realized during that trip that I'm so blessed, not because I get to promote myself, but because I get to promote Christ. That's my life. That's my job. I get to speak about Christ. I get to teach people about Christ. I get to stand up here and sing praise songs with a congregation. You know, for some reason, people will come and they'll listen to the words that I speak, not because they're my words, but because I'm sharing the words of Jesus Christ, the words of God, trying to draw people into his light, trying to draw people towards his heart. I consider myself ridiculously blessed, and it's reinvigorated me, recharged me. It's, you know, I have an office downstairs. If you guys want to come by, visit anytime, please do visit me downstairs in my office. But, you know, these days I'm at church more. And it's not just because I have an office, though that is one of the reasons. I really, really love my room. But it's just I found a new passion. I found not a new passion. I rediscovered the passion inside of my heart. Say, I do want to give my life. I do want to do everything that I can for the kingdom of God. I was able to find that in Honduras. I don't know where it went. You know, there are times where sometimes you walk a road, and sometimes because you're not following light, you find yourself lost. and without really knowing it, maybe it's a little bit, maybe it's just 1 degree off. But 1 degree off for a long time can get you to a funny place. But in Honduras, and I wish I could share with you what I like experienced and what I saw, what I felt while we were up on this rock. And we were just worshiping God. We were doing a VBS program. We were singing praises, you know, together. And we were just up on top of this rock that was really like on the top of a hill. And as I shared last week, God healed a lot of things in my heart. And he said, you know, I know you're tired. I know you're kind of getting a little bit burnt out, but here, let me just touch you and it'll go away. And really, it did. Like this past week is like the most Bible I've read in my life. It's like the most I've prayed. It's the most I felt really it reinvigorated for the word of God. And I need to take that and I need to share that with the communities around me in my world. I have a personal responsibility. When God says, when Jesus Christ says, you don't take that light and hide it in a bowl, you put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. Everyone benefits from one person carrying the light of Jesus Christ inside of them. They can see, they have security, they have comfort, they can take that step with confidence. Be that light in your family. Be that light for your friends. Be that light for your children, for your students, in your workplaces, in your communities, with your neighbors. You can be that light. Shine the light of Jesus Christ in your world. Be the light for them. I think in many ways, we have to take this word seriously because there's so many times where we forget to do that as a church. As the body of Christ, as individuals, we like to shine our light, particularly in places like the workplace, where shining your light, being noticed, making sure your skills are seen, you know, it leads to a direct benefit. It leads to a promotion. It leads to compliments. You know, especially among your friends and your social groups, you want to shine your light. We live in the day of social media. We live in the day of Instagram and likes and, you know, popularity, and you got to do things, and when people notice it, they will give you instant gratification, instant kind of reinforcement that you are doing something great. If you post a picture of yourself being a good dad, you know, people will comment, what a great dad, you know, you're the best dad ever. I'm not a father, but I have a niece, and I hear that a lot, you know, oh, you're such a great uncle, you're such a great uncle. A lot of times this community and the times that we live in, a lot of it has to do with receiving kind of gratification for yourself, receiving compliments for yourself. But it's time for people, the people of God, people who truly call themselves disciples of God, to start doing things so that we can point towards Jesus Christ. So that when they look at us, they go, man, that light of Jesus Christ is burning bright in you. And you know, in some ways that sounds corny, but that's the type of life that we have to live. My neighbors ask me that sometimes. They go, why are you like that? Like, why do you do things like that? You know, why do we see you do the things that you do? And it's my chance to say, yeah, it looks kind of weird. Yeah, you might not understand. It's because I love Jesus Christ. It's because God is, because Jesus is my Savior. It's because I really believe that he's here for you. He loves you too. And when my neighbors hear that, obviously they, you know, they chuckle and they just go, okay, you know, you're a good neighbor, so we'll let that go. But it is our job that people will start seeing the Father in heaven, that they will start seeing the light of Jesus Christ through your life. I hope that's a challenge to you. I hope that's a burden to you. I hope every time that you get to see, be around your kids, be around your neighbors, be around your fellow workers in your workplace, that would be something that weighs heavy in your heart. I need to shine the light of Jesus Christ. I remind myself of this every single time I drive. I don't say it out loud, but as soon as I sit in the driver's seat, I go, I gotta shine the light of Jesus Christ even when I'm driving to church today. You guys have known, if you have been coming to this service a lot, that is one of my great challenges because when I'm driving, it's the most selfish and self-centered time for me. I wanna drive how I wanna drive. But You find the areas in your lives where you haven't been doing that, where you haven't been taking that seriously. And remember the words of Jesus Christ. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. How can people see? How can people around you see the truth? How can they see the way? How can they find Christ if you are not the light to shine towards Christ? If you have Christ in your heart, don't hide that. You have the ability to light the room for everybody so that everybody in the house can see that light and feel secure, feel comfort, feel acceptance, feel like one. Let your light shine before others in your worlds. I can't go to your world and be light. They'll just be like, who is this weird guy that you invited? You have access to that. That's your job. That's your responsibility. So think about that this week. In my world, I want to be the light of Jesus Christ. In my world, I'm going to prepare the way so that they can see Christ is the truth, that he is the life, that he is the way. In your families as well, may you be the light that guides all of your loved ones into the light of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord, remind us this week. Challenge us. Help us to come face to face with this word by putting us in positions where we get opportunities to be the light in this world, not shining our own light, but shining your light. When those opportunities come, Lord, help us to be bold. Help us to be courageous. Lord, we want to represent you well. We want people around us to be seeing your light so that they can give glory to God in heaven. Lord, you are good. Your love for us endures forever. And we believe that we are here as your representatives, as your ambassadors, as light that can guide people towards you. We thank you, God. We love you, and in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.